Well,
no, it's not the same way. It's close, but let's go. 14. You cannot be rewarded with revelation before a person receives the Ahoraim, which is the concealment of the face. And to say that for him is important as if the, like the revelation of the face. I mean, it should be joy that as if he was rewarded with the revelation of the face, even though he is in the state of Ahoraim, truly darkness, but he has to be in joy as if he was rewarded with revelation, and then he will truly receive such a revelation clothed in that joy. It will be a true revelation. But you cannot hold on to that, and it cannot be in concealment for him like a revelation. The concealment will be felt like a revelation. Only when a person works in bestowal, then a person can say, what's important to me? What do I feel during the work? Because the main thing for me is that I wish to bestow to the Creator. And if the Creator understands that he will have more contentment, if I will work in the form of a Ahoraim, I agree. Meaning, I don't care about what I'm receiving. If I'm receiving everything from the Creator, then personally, I don't care if it's Panim or Ahoraim, as long as it's good for the Creator. However, if one still has flickers of reception, one comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good that does good. And this is the meaning of the letter Yod in the name Havaya, which is the first letter, called a black point that has no white in it. Meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest discernment in the upper world. And that becomes the keter to the lower one. As the vessel of keter is a vessel of bestowal. Now you're taking long excerpts. Read it.
Out of Shamati 42, what is the acronym Elul in the work? You cannot receive a revelation before a person receives the Ahoraim, the posterior discernment as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be in gladness as though one has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important for me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of a Ahoraim, I agree. However, if one still has flickers of reception, one comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in the matter of the good that does good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havaya, which is the first letter, called a black point that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest discernment in the upper world. And that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the vessel of keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest discernment in the upper is Malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. And only in this manner is it called Malchut. It means that if one assumes the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterwards it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Ям של דברים.
sea of content. How could you put it in one excerpt and now read and immediately talk about it?
Lama?
No, you can cut it. Don't tell me you can't cut it. You can cut it down. You cannot be rewarded with revelation before a person receives the Bechina V'Achoraim, which is the concealment of the face. And to say that for him this is important, just like the revelation of the face, meaning he should be joyful, as if he was rewarded already with the revelation of the face. That's by itself. Is that clear or not? Even if I receive darkness, I rejoice because I am in contact with the Creator. And although this connection is not felt in my corrupted vessels as joy, as revelation, something nice and good, but I'm in contact. I feel that it comes from the Creator as darkness because of my uncorrected vessels. So this attitude, rather this relationship with the Creator, brings me joy. And then I can say that this concealment for me is like revelation. I don't consider my mood, the other things that are that come with revelation. Rather, revelation for me is the fact that it comes from the Creator, and that satisfies me completely. And even more so, I'm happy that I'm in a state that does not give me joy, because I'm satisfied with receiving this state from above. I can't be bought by beautiful feelings. What's so bad about it? It's an excerpt by itself. Yes. Next. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. That's also clear. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important for me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. And if the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of a Hohaim, I agree. Okay, thus far it's fine. Okay, this is the verse. Second one. Here's an expansion of the first. Okay, so we're finished with that. Now we can continue if you want. You can divide what's left into two or maybe three additional thoughts. I agree with you, it's a problem, but you cannot give such a chunk that when you get to the end, you can remember the beginning. And by heart and listening, and just by hearing, you can do it. Okay, 15
out of the writings of Rabash. These candles are sacred. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha.
Without connection to the states he's going through, the joy has to be constant. Up and down, whatever he's had from the influence of the Creator is not important.
And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body.
The fact that I'm in this process, regardless of the states I'm going through, just the fact that I'm in this process to bring me constant joy. Shamir, you hear that? Shamir. Okay. Next.
In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work above reason. That it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
It's clear, yes or no? They don't care about it, they agree.
No.
With respect to both the previous article and this one, what is the required in the eyes of the Creator?
By the Creator desires the end of correction. The end of correction means that it doesn't matter what kind of corrections you're in, you're happy, you're content to be under the Creator.
So why are these different states? Sometimes it works in the posterior, sometimes in the face.
He's giving you all those states, so on top of these states, you'll perform all sorts of corrections until you reach the end of these corrections and you remain in adhesion with Him. So at the end of correction, all at once, all the bad states happen to you, and above all of them, you cleave to the Creator.
Rav, what joy are we talking about in the ascent and descent?
Joy because I'm cleaved to the Creator despite the ascent and ascent. I'm with Him. I have Him. And I can be connected to Him. And I don't care about the ascent and the descent. I performed such connections so that specifically the ascent and the descent create no change in me, in my attitude towards Him. As long as it's from Him, the rest is not important.
But how can I know that I'm really in gladness in this state?
How do you know you're in gladness? Gladness means that all your vessels feel themselves completely full. But if it gave you nothing, how can you be in gladness?
However, my vessels are the 10. But
if I'm sick, I'm happy all the time.
On their behalf, together with them, the Creator arranges the 10 according to the relationship between the friends. There will always be different kinds, like on a raft. You change and you awaken, you scrutinize the states.
Suppose I'm in the opposite state, opposite of gladness. The body resists, wants to change the situation, doesn't even give me the importance to turn to the Creator. So what, I guess the 10 has to help me here, or what?
According to how much you invested in it previously, according to how much they're willing to help. You say like that, I'm in a state of descent, I'm falling, I can't rise by myself. I'm aware of the fact that I'm in a descent, that I've fallen, I'm aware of my helplessness, meaning that's it. I'm in zero state. What should the 10 do? According to how much you invested in the 10, they felt, they would feel in the 10, in the system, your state, and how much do they need to awaken you, and by which means, and to what height. It all depends on the preparation. You understand? There's nothing. No other calculations here. Everything is in the preparation. Whatever you prepared, that's how it shall be. Clear? No, you wanted to go instead of Itzik, okay. Just decide, well, give to Itzik first. After him, you'll have nothing to add.
Thank you. As we read this excerpt, I don't understand how I can serve the Creator if I don't have His greatness. It says there that even if you don't have the greatness of the Creator, you're glad to serve Him. I don't understand this. How can I work and be glad if I don't have the greatness of the Creator?
But if you have the greatness of the Creator, what kind of work is it? It obligates you to go, to run, to jump, to sing like a madman.
But if I don't have greatness, I'm looking for greatness.
We're looking for greatness, but what kind? So that it would satisfy all of your desires?
Not the desire, the desire for Him.
And to Him, yeah, you say it like that. If you would let me feel good, you will see how devoted I am to you. But if you won't let me feel good, I should be aware. No, I'm not talking about the fulfillment to feel good. Rav, what else? It's like the greatness of bestowal. Rav, you don't need more than the greatness. You don't need it. We don't understand. Of course. It's like, but isn't that our whole work? The importance on the greatness of the quality of bestowal? What are we raising here? What are we working between us? Rav, it's not that He's giving it to us, but we, by ourselves, we want to attain His greatness and importance, and for that to fill us in instead of the natural fillings in the will to receive. It's like those liars are using it. Instead of giving the people more money, more food, more good things, they give it an awakening. You are great. You are special. Dear God, oh God, you are so this and that. That's how they're trying to fill up the people with this ideology. The more the ten connect, it begins to discover the actions of the Creator on it, that is doing everything. Rav, yes, that's what I started to talk about today. In the beginning of the lesson, you can, it's worthwhile listening to it.
Then what's the contribution of the ten? What's the addition? What's in its power?
I'm in such a state. I feel that everything disappears. I have no strength. There's a desire in me to reach something, but I feel like I'm incapable. I discovered that in order to bestow is so far from me, it's so out of reach that it's a waste of time to work hard, to do something. I look at the knowledge itself in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Others understand, I understand nothing, I'm totally dense, so dense I feel it with each passing day. They attain a certain taste and connection between them, and I don't even know what is connection. What do they want there? Yeah, I understand that there's enough to come and sit. I can't even do that. Every time I have such an opportunity, to weasel out of it, that's what I do. And I don't come, even mechanically, to sit with them, next to them, quietly. I can't do it. We begin to learn the wisdom itself. You have the b'chinot, the sfirot, this is jumping up and down. all those discernments, I don't know. Meaning I see myself without any vessels, without any affinity to wisdom, to the to its implementation, nothing. That's a situation where a person feels, why am I even alive? Maybe it's possible not to live. What's the benefit? But typically it's after some time, a few hours, if he begins to discover that this comes to him from the Creator, the situation itself that he's just gone through, the despair and everything, it comes to him from the Creator.
Then
he begins to understand that now they've arranged for him an empty space inside of him, a new space. That he did not work with this space. He didn't fill it yet. He didn't design it in any way. And he understands the Creator did this to him on purpose. He gave him this, it dropped him like this in order to discover the empty space. He thought it's just a descent, a fall. No. It's a new desire that opened up after the shattering. An additional desire, a little more. And he feels how much he can't, incapable. He doesn't understand. He doesn't feel. But this is a revelation of the new place. And now he needs to start working on it. And it's not simple to start working on it. Whether if he feels that he now has a tendency, an inclination, a tendency towards a friend, it's a good beginning. It's a sign that he had an introduction to a preface, and now has an opportunity to be integrated with the friends. Well, if he did not prepare himself correctly, did not proceed it correctly, doesn't have a tendency for the connection with the friends, now it's a problem. This is a problem. This could pull him aside for a few weeks or months or in general. In general, I don't believe, because we have a very powerful general field, it's hard to truly escape it. That's how it is. That's how we exist. So we have to pay attention to these states. How do we go through them? And before that, only the connection with the group. How much I love my 10. It's good for me to sit with them, to be with them as much as possible. This will help me. Accordingly, I will receive the sense, qualitatively better the sense. That's what we talked about.
And when this space appears, when this state appears in the 10, so then what? It depends on my previous preparation, or can I do something now?
No, what was there? Was there? What do you have to do now?
Okay, so now you wake up and you're blocked. So what should I do now?
Yes, yes. Now you have to perform certain actions from this state, from this blocked state. You're not, everything's convoluted. You don't really know how to do things because that space is still a space. You didn't activate in it various systems. So it turns out that you need to bring here the light of Hasadim, the light of Hasadim, where I care about nothing except being in, I dwell among my people. I want to be integrated, incorporated in everyone, nothing other than that. I won't be even the smallest, but in them. That's it. That's the beginning of the new state.
Again, what is in the light of chassadim? I don't understand.
The light of chassadim means that I don't work with my will to receive, but rather I only wish to be the bestower between everyone, among everyone. I feel good to be there, to be included in them. The best thing is to sit with the friends.
That's the work during the descent, the fall, I don't know how to call it.
Yes. But I don't consider it as a descent, as a fall. I consider it as a beginning of an ascent. I discovered a space, an empty place that was given to me, so I would fill it with the light of chassadim and later the light of chokhmah.
And when the 10, the more it advances, it's going to reveal that the Creator is activating it 100%, lifting it, dropping it, does whatever it wants.
Yeah.
And that's then what's the addition of the 10?
What? Who, the descent?
No, of the addition of the 10.
The 10 brings me fulfillment to that place. As much as I, with the space, can join the 10 gives me fulfillment for that place. For that empty place that was revealed.
Al mi ata? Al Zohar? Zohar, ma yesh lacha?
Zohar? Zohar, what's up with you?
Lo shomim?
We can't hear it?
Can't hear you.
We can't hear it. We cannot hear.
No, we can't. All this whole work with the posterior and the face, meaning one should be glad because the Creator gives me the most precise picture to move me towards the goal and the work I should do now. I'm supposed to be glad that there are problems in the world because it's a sign that the Creator shows to me that I have a place to work. I should be glad because now He gives me a fulfillment, and now I should be afraid that I'll be stuck in some klipa and I won't keep on working. Meaning, whatever He gives us in the work, in the 10, the direction the Creator pushes us is always forward, to do our work in adhesion above reason. That's what we're supposed to publicize to each other. That's the work of what we should publish for in this group we call Rosh.
We need to advertise to one another the morning lesson. That's it.
And what am I supposed to disseminate outwards? What's the pressure? What should the world know about this pressure which is on us?
The world doesn't need to know. I don't understand what you're asking. Ask a concrete question, one line.
What's the difference between the message I should give my friends in the 10 compared to the message we're publishing outwards?
I have to explain that to you?
Seems to me that this is the biggest confusion.
All of my talks with the writers are in Hebrew. You have a problem? Turn to the writers. They are your friends. They can send you those talks or show you where they are in the archive. You can listen freely and understand. I can't give you a one-line answer. It's not so simple. You have to listen to that many times, various talks, and then understand in what way can you approach dissemination. Maybe we are going till 8, right? Pticha or Matan Torah?
Maybe at Pticha.
Wow. Who's for Pticha? Who Matan Torah? Well, okay. All right. Let it be so. No, Matan Torah, Matan Torah.
Miron.
La 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 la